Here we go.
I'm good.
Hello, boys and girls. It's your favorite host of the most, Benjamin Dutil, with the South Jersey Horror Podcast and the Horror Healing YouTube channel. Welcome back for another exciting, thrilling episode of the shows. Today, I have a special guest. Her name is Melissa Holder. She plays the DJ, the disc jockey, and this to the I don't know if it's Screambox or Terror Films who did this. There's a lot of confusion going on, but
Terror Films, yep.
Terror Films, sweet, awesome. I love it. It's even better. So it's a series by Terror Films distributed this, and it's a series pretty much with anthologies, the short stories. And I watched the first season last night. Absolutely fell in love with it. And I was telling you before the interview that I love watching low budget films. I got sucked into it about 2 years ago after watching The Taking of Deborah Logan. So low budget films, independent movies are the thing these days. Mainstream movies like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. Let's watch more mainstream. Let's watch more independent films. So, how the hell are you doing? This is great. Thank you for joining me.
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited about this. This is awesome. And I
Yeah.
gotta change my light. My light is the wrong color. There we go. Now, I'm just looking at jaundice now. All right.
I know I'm looking very pale in this light. It's hard to get good lighting in here.
I had a hospital light for a second. This is weird. Anyway, quick bio on you, which I'm glad you updated the IMDb. This is fantastic. So, born in Chino, California. Never heard of Chino because I don't go to the West Coast that much. You fell in love with acting at a young age. You started performing in community theater by the age of six. That's a very young age to start. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I had no idea what I wanted to do when I was 6 years old, to be honest. I was like, some of those copies of firefighter, policeman, astronaut. Like, it's like one of those kids. You know how teachers ask those questions in elementary school, like,
Yes.
what do you want to be to grow up?
Yes.
Evidently, you had the answer already.
Yes. Want to be an actress. Yes. I
For
did.
me, I'm like, I have no fucking clue, lady. Whatever. During your freshman year of high school, your family moved to Omaha, Nebraska. I'm so sorry.
It's actually amazing. It's great. Omaha is a very, it's an amazing city. You should definitely visit sometime.
Is it true this one, Nebraska? It's all cornfields and flatlands.
No. So it's so funny that like when I was a freshman in high school and when I was told we're moving to Omaha, Nebraska, I had the same thought. I'm like, where is that? Like I was that typical Californian, naive, uneducated of like where anything was on a map. And it's like literally in the middle of America. So I was like, it's going to be like, yeah, cornfields and, you know, there's not going to be houses and it's, if there are, they're going to be houses like miles away from each other. No, it's not like that. Huge. We have a huge downtown, lots of suburbs. It's a really neat city. There's a lot of arts. And that was another big thing with me is like me wanting to perform. It's like, how am I going to do that in Omaha, Nebraska? They probably have no theater. Like, that's not, and I was amazed. Like, I cannot believe how much theater is in this city. And then shortly after moving here, I realized how much film was really here, independent film work. So it actually, I'm very thankful that I moved here because the opportunities that I have had here, I don't think I would have necessarily gotten that if I had stayed in California. So you should
Awesome.
come
Sounds like a
visit.
great. Maybe. I don't know.
Just don't come in the
I'm
dead of winter. Just don't do that.
New Jersey. It's cold enough here as it is. Anyway, I
Yeah,
mean, shit. I
exactly.
mean,
You know how it
so.
goes. But yeah, if you're a sports fan too, you know, we host the College World Series every year. I mean, concerts, like it's a really neat city. We have something going on constantly. Like you will find whatever you're into, you will find that here, shockingly.
Okay. I'll put them on my list as I'll put it. Okay. I'll switch for the maybe category to most
Okay.
definitely maybe.
Well, maybe after this interview, it will be like all the way over to yes, I'm gonna go.
So, you majored in theater at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree in theater. That's awesome. That's good. Congratulations. I have 2 degrees, which have very irrelevant to my job, which is weird. So, and you continue to act on stage and commercials and in films, which is
Yeah.
fantastic. Continue your career is great. I mean, I mean, I still have no idea what the hell I'm doing in 20 years, so.
Well, and then I have a totally separate life, and my day job is international insurance. So
Just don't call me in the middle of
it's
the night saying I'm running my car insurance.
no, I don't do that at all. No, I work with people from all over the world, so that's kind of cool. So that's what I do during the day. The acting is just more of a my the passion, my love on the side. So yeah.
So if I had your job and I was auditioning for a British role and I call someone in London, I'd be like, can you speak this sentence for me so I can try to mimic you for a minute for this role? That's what
Right. Yeah, there are
I
some
would
perks of having an international job that can help me out with those things.
do. I'll lower your insurance rates if you help me say this line real quick, okay?
Thank goodness I don't do any of that kind of like that kind of stuff. But I work in commercial insurance, so it's not like I'm not Geico
That's awesome. I love it. I wish I had something like your job. That'd be awesome. I talk to people internationally, but through emails, not on the phone. So,
Yeah.
for those who have not seen this TV series or the series produced by Terra Films, it's about a late night disc jockey, you, who brings tales of suspense, psychological thrillers, and macabre to the radio waves. Interesting role because I like how you introduce every single episode. It, which is great. And it gives like a quick synopsis of like, as you break it down. So essentially, it's a series that presents short stories. You're the DJ and you present them in an anthology format. So, question for you, what's your take on these short stories in these series?
I like them because there's something kind of for everybody. It's not necessarily just like a horror genre. We have a little bit, and you'll find that later on in different seasons, sci-fi, even like some monster type stuff. So I feel like every episode is different a little bit. And so it's not like all gory, blood and guts. Some of it is just really suspenseful. And so I just like how really different each episode is. And what I like, so growing up, I always watched Tales from the Crypt. And I loved that show. And I always thought the Crypt Keeper was so much fun. And so I kind of feel like DJ Raven is almost like the Crypt Keeper in a way. I get to entice the audience to see what's coming next. So I try to keep everything a little bit different from each episode, but I just like how each episode is kind of different and gives the audience something, may not be your cup of tea to have zombies, but you like suspense thriller type stuff. So I like how it's kind of different.
And like comparing to the Crypt Keeper, is like she is the Crypt Keeper a male or female? I had no fucking clue.
I think he's a
Anyway,
male.
it's the puns that gets me every time before
Yeah.
each episode.
Yeah.
But the Dead Hour has it's the cheese factor. I love it's the cheesy factor in these series. It's fucking fantastic. I love it. It's like
Yeah.
the
Very
alcohol
campy.
vampire. So.
Yes, that is, yes, that's our very campy episode. And I feel like as season one, you can tell as you go through each season, the production value gets drastically different from season one to season two. And so I'll be interested to hear what you think about that as you move on. And but yes, there are a few episodes that have that like campy factor that is total like that classic cheesy horror that I've always loved. So I think it's fun.
How did you come about this role? I mean, would you audition for it or just chosen right away for it?
So Dan Iske, who is director and co-creator, I actually did a film for him, gosh, when I was long time ago. It was, I don't even remember how old I was, but it was a long time ago. And that's how we initially met. And then a few years later, I just kind of saw an open casting call for The Dead Hour. And I really liked working with Dan. And so I went ahead and it was kind of like just a big cattle call. And I auditioned hoping, I didn't think I was auditioning for DJ Raven. I just thought I was going to audition just for any of the roles in any of the episodes. And then a short time later, I heard back from Dan, and he's like, we want you to play DJ Raven. And I was like, what? Like, I was really kind of shocked. So I was super excited, super honored. Dan and I are great friends. I love absolutely working with him. He's amazing. And so that's how that came about. So it's just been something that's been such a big part of my life that I've just loved doing, and I've had so much fun playing her.
Like how in the beginning of the episodes that we don't see your face. It's just
Yeah.
like from here down. So I'm wondering, I was like, because before I got, I messaged you on Instagram, I was like, is this the same person? Am I being a catfish here?
I'll have to be like, here, let me do profile and like turn to this side and put a microphone right up to my mouth, and then you'll see. And that changes too. It'll be interesting as you continue with the different seasons how they show DJ Raven. And I don't think you've gotten to this episode yet. It's called Fright Fest, and it takes place at a movie theater. And so DJ Raven actually does not introduce that episode. She is in the episode. And so that's really cool. So you'll have to watch that one next, and you'll have to like message me and tell me how what you think about it. That is like one of my favorite episodes. And it was cool to be actually in the episode and not just introducing it.
That was called Fright Fest. Is that in the first season or
It's in the
beginning of the
second
season?
season.
Okay. I haven't gotten that far yet. Okay. Cool. So you have met actors from these series if you've heard them with episodes, right? Obviously. So, like any specific, like, did you meet all of them or just a few of them? So,
All of them, but it's funny because being in this, because so all the ups, everything is filmed locally, either in Omaha or in surrounding cities. And so while Omaha has a very, it's a big film community, but within that, I feel like it's a still a small community. And then also having a theater background, you work with so many of these people. So I knew, I would say, like a handful of people going into things. And then it's just like you, maybe we didn't film because a lot of the DJ Raven stuff was filmed separate from anybody else. Like we would knock out some episodes in one night, just DJ Raven stuff. And then they would go and film the rest of the episodes at a later time. And so I would either like go just for the heck of it, just to go watch them film, or I just knew people from other avenues from working with them before, or just being in the community. But a lot of the things like we would go to, we would have premieres and we would have parties. And so just kind of hanging out with people, all the other people who performed in the episodes too. And I still talk to them all the time. So, it's kind of like we always call ourselves a dead hour family, and I feel like it truly is. And it's just been it's been a really fun project to see kind of find its people and take off into this, especially streaming now. You know, you just reach so many different people across the world. So that's been really cool.
nice, very cool. Yeah, I like how I know it makes it such easier when filming is centralized in like one spot and maybe like surrounding areas, but you're not traveling like outrageous distances to film this, so I think that
We
makes
didn't
it
really
easier.
go far.
It makes it easier on the budget and the actors, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So, you're familiar with the Twilight Zone series, obviously. Do you feel like the Dead Hour is almost like that, like the Twilight Zone?
I feel like because it's a I feel like that, like the Twilight Zone, the Dead Hour, Tales from the Crypt, I feel like they're all kind of in that same genre. And yeah, I mean, I feel like they're all kind of, but like the Twilight Zone, there's just, that's just such a different, it's its own entity, I feel like. It's like the OG, you know, it's like, I feel like you can't compare it to something that's so classic in a sense. But definitely inspired by, I would say.
Well, is there going to be a season four of the Dead Hour, or is it ending at three?
We'll see. I mean, we're kind of just in this going with the flow and seeing how, with it being released on all these different platforms, and we're always open to it. We'll just see kind of what happens. I would always love to come back and say hello to my friend DJ Raven. She's always been so much fun. So yeah, we'll see.
Well, hopefully you do, because I mean, they could have picked a better person for it. I mean, you do it so
Oh,
well
thank
in the
you.
beginning.
That's
So,
so sweet.
so last night, like I said, I started watching season one and episode one, Donor. It just really the cheesy factor. I love the cheesy factor in it,
I mean, just
and
sell your body parts. It's all good. Especially in
which
this
is not.
housing market. Oh my gosh. Like, surprised it's not a thing going on right now just to buy a dang house and just sell your liver, kidneys, whatever, you know, some money.
Which is nothing out of the ordinary horror movies, just by the just saying, by the
Right. Exactly. So true.
So I'm gonna put you in a scenario.
Okay.
Say like you're the person in this episode trying to sell their organs in order to make money, right? Would you do it, and which organ would you donate first?
Oh man. I don't know. Does it have to be an organ?
I
Or
mean,
could
what
it
else
be like
could you
just
donate? I mean,
any body part? I mean, some people have weird fetishes like feet and stuff. Like, can I sell my toes? I don't know. I don't know. What can I live without? I mean, a lot of people donate kidneys.
you're
So,
functioning on one kidney, say, though.
yeah. So, if I was going to have to pick, I'd probably say a kidney. But man, in that episode, that's not very sanitary. I mean, none of it. I mean, if he didn't die of like staph infection or whatever, like that's pretty miraculous. But I don't know. It would have to be a lot of money, a lot of money. And it would have to be in a way more sanitized place than where he was doing it, like out of a garage. So, but I'd say, yeah, kidney.
Also comparing to the episode, how I guess it's his wife in the series
Yes.
with him, how she's just fully committed with it.
Oh, yeah. She
If you
just
were in that
kept like,
situation,
keep going, keep at it.
do you think your husband would be committed if you did the same thing?
No way. Oh my gosh. No. Then, oh gosh, I would be so mad. Like, what kind of spouse are you to be like, yeah, go keep hacking your body. You go make that money. Yeah, neither. I would never. And I would probably, no, I would not even allow my husband to even like fathom that. Like, no. I will go be a waitress. If we need, like, I'll go back to my waitressing roots. I was a waitress for like 10 years. I'll go do that again before I go selling body parts for money. So,
My
yeah, I would
girlfriend gave the
not
same
let
answer, I
either
think.
of them.
So
What's that?
I think my girlfriend gave the same answer, like, no, hey, no, you better get a second job, or I'll be a
Right.
Chippendale with a dad bod. I don't give a shit. I mean, what
Right. Exactly. Yeah, there's
was
no way. Either one of us, I would not. I'm like, no, I want your full body. I want you intact. I like you the way you are. So please don't be selling anything. I want you
mean, yeah,
whole.
my girlfriend lays my ass too much. I can't do it, so
Yeah.
I don't
I mean, I have a pretty hot
know.
husband. I don't need to hack into him. And you know, he needs to stay the way he is, you know, looking good.
So, do you love horror movies? Do you like the genre of the situation? Yeah.
I do. It's
Okay.
funny though, but as I get older, I'm kind of a chicken. Like stuff that I used to watch when I was younger, I get scared really easily now, and I don't know why. And I think it's more stuff that scares me is more like ghost genre stuff freaks me out more than like zombie murder, you know, that kind of thing. I can stand gore, but I don't like overly like gore. Like the Saw, I can never get into the Saw movies. That was too much for me. Like I was like, I'm good. But I loved like in high school the Scream movies. I loved all the Scream movies. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street. Like those were more like my jam growing up. Some of the stuff coming out now, I don't really watch as much because I can't even remember what I watched recently. And I was like, what was like really? Like the commercials for it and like the previews were more scarier than what the actual movie is. So I feel like horror now is just so different than what it used to be. I don't even find it even that scary necessarily, but give me like any of the like ghost stuff though. That freaks me out. I don't know why, but that freaks me out more than
So I think I
gory.
have the perfect movie for you, since you're not really into like the paranormal and you're not into gore.
I do like
What?
paranormal. That's the thing. It's like I like it, but it scares me.
So okay. How about possessions and exorcisms? That's my favorite subgenre. I love possessions, exorcism films,
Yeah,
and
no, I do.
I'm a huge sucker for possessions, exorcism films. But lately, I've been disappointed with some of these movies. So, but one movie that really had me like. Part of my language, like what the fuck moments, was have you seen Where Evil Lurks or When Evil Lurks by Damien Rudna? Oh my god, but it has a lot of gore in it. So,
Okay.
but it's something if you have a weak stomach, I can also recommend The Taking of Deborah Logan. That is one of my all time favorite movies, and
Did that come out a while ago?
yeah, like that came out to 2009 or something like that.
I think I saw that movie. That, and it's an exorcism movie, right?
No, it has two possessions and
No,
voodoo.
a possession. I'm sorry.
So,
Possession movie. Yeah,
yeah.
I think I actually saw that one in the theaters.
That movie scared the shit out of me, but
Yeah,
I loved
it
it.
was.
And it was also distributed by Terror Films. So, after I watched that movie, I got Jill Larson on my show, the one who played Deborah
Oh,
Logan. So,
nice.
yeah, and
Is that a, it's a true story, isn't it?
it's no, it's based off of I won't say irrefutable facts, but like, I don't know. There's no evidence of it really. So they just, I
Okay.
guess, is what they hearsay, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it's but still a fascinating movie, and I loved it. And I'm still trying to get the other actors on my shows, but it's hard to reach independent actors because they don't have publicists half the time, but they don't have an IMDb profile. So I have to search on Instagram or Facebook, like how I found you, because there's no contact info for you on IMDb.
Right.
So, which is fine. I mean, it's a hit or miss when it comes to people on my show, but it's
Yeah.
fantastic. But I do get it. I'm like, my heart beats like 1,000 miles a minute right now because I have someone on my show, which is great.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
So huge on you're huge on the Scream franchise. You love paranormal, but you can't watch it. So
Such a
I guess
chicken.
Paranormal Activity is out of the question, definitely, obviously. It's
I have
like
watched the Paranormal Activity movies and yeah, like I am so freaked. And I think the reason why, okay, and I don't think I'm crazy, but think the
I'm
reason
here now.
why
Go for it.
is I am actually very sensitive to spirits. And I have been since I was a little kid. I've seen things in my life. I've talked to other mediums and they say, yes, like you definitely are. But as I've gotten older, it's definitely gone down. Like I don't have as much as that connection. And I think that's why it freaks me out so much is because of the experiences that I have had. You've heard of the Villisca Axe murder, I'm assuming.
No, I have not. This is news to me. I gotta write
Okay,
this
so
down. No, or
and
message me on Instagram. I remember.
I will. So in Villisca, Iowa, gosh, it was a long time ago. It was either like early 1900s or I think it was like early 1900s. An axe murderer came in, killed an entire family, and a girl that was like spending the night. And it has been that house is haunted. Like that, you can even do like sleepovers at the house, and like I would never do that. But one day, my husband and I were like, "Let's go!" Like, let's go, and it's like a 3 hour, 2 hour drive from Omaha, and so. My husband and I and my stepson at the time, he was probably like 11 or yeah, about 11 years old. We all went, and in one of the rooms, one of the murders happened. As soon as I entered the room, like I had a horrible buzzing sound. It was almost like a bee flew like right by my ear, and enough for me to like have to like shake my ear and just be like, oh gosh, that was like really weird. And when we left for the next 2 weeks, I felt like just this horrible, bad, like darkness. Like I just like it almost like imprinted type situation. I felt like something piggybacked on me and I took it home with me. And speaking to like mediums, they're like, yeah, that's actually what happens. Like you do that. You actually take that in, and all of your spirit guides are like, stop doing this, Melissa, because you're like stressing us out. You're putting us through. And for 2 weeks after that, my daughter, she was a newborn. And so I was still up in the middle of the night with her, and things would happen. Like I would hear something behind me fall to the floor. Nothing is on the floor. A cabinet would like close. Nothing is there. So it took like several weeks for me to like rid that ick feeling. And so yeah, I feel like paranormal movies like freak me out because I've had paranormal experiences in real life and ever since I was a little girl. So I think that's why I get a little freaked out, but I do love it. So it's kind of
That's what I mean.
it's
Like,
kind of
bring it
weird.
on, people.
I
Bring it on,
know.
bitches.
Oh gosh,
Let's
sometimes I'm just like, and then I used to
do
be able to feel like it coming on. Like I knew, like before I went to bed, something was going to happen because I just had this thing, a feeling, and something would usually happen like that evening. So I'm glad as I've gotten older, that's kind of going away because it was stressful, but kind of cool. Please don't think I'm a weirdo.
Not at all. I mean. It is, yeah, it happens. I get it. I've experienced almost like that as well too. When I was like 20 years ago, so it was really crazy. But I don't have time to get into it. So, yeah, a spirit lashed on
Side
me and couldn't.
conversation. We'll have to talk about that another
Yeah.
time.
I went to a cemetery to visit somebody. Then a spirit lashed onto me and took it home. And yeah, it was a real pain in the ass. It took about a month for that thing to go away. But anyway, that's another story for another time.
I
No.
get it.
So,
I get it.
thank you so much for joining me today. This has been a fantastic interview. You're a wonderful guest, and
Thank you.
I wish you nothing but the success in your career, and hopefully a season 4 of The Dead Hour, because I want to see you in it. Fingers crossed, right? I'll write to the
Yeah.
writers and the director. Motherfuckers, get her back on the show, okay? Just do it, all right?
Love it. I love it. And you let me know how you like the rest of the season. So.
I will. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the wonderful, the beautiful, the talented Melissa Holder, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful weekend. And I will see you on the big screen.
Sounds great. Thanks so much. It was so
All
nice to
right.
meet you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.